Who is that?
That is Maharaji Baba. So that is the guy.
Imagine, you said imagine. What am I imagining? I leave my tenure.
So you leave your tenure as a college professor to go to India. You're a very successful man. You hang out with all these other college professors, and you do all these psychedelic drugs, and you guys realize you want to find more.
He doesn't look comfortable.
He's super comfortable. You look up a picture of Maharaji Baba. He's wrapped in his blanket. That's how he always was.
Is that his only blanket?
I think that's his favorite blanket. Definitely his favorite.
What's it called when you, like, minimize your asceticism?
Asceticism.
No. I mean, he's probably an ascetic type. I wonder if he has multiple blankets. And I wonder if he cleans it.
Well, he talked a lot about not being attached, about detachment.
So, like, you could just steal this guy's blanket. And that could be your blanket if you wanted it to be, and he'd be indifferent.
He'd give you the blanket off his back, Maharaja Baba.
What a guy. What were you saying about him?
So all these pioneers of, like, making weed and psychedelics popular in the Americas in the 1970s, Timothy Leary.
Is he Jewish?
Like Ram Dass, I don't know. Maharaji Baba, no. Not Jewish. Indian. Maybe. But so they go to India, and Alan Watts as well. All these dudes are hanging out. All the spiritual people you hear, they're all hanging out with this guy, this Maharaji Baba guy, fucking just doing drugs. All these white people, they just go to India, and they just like, let's go do drugs with this guy who has ESP.
And was Alan Watts, he's a druggie?
Yeah.
I mean, because on one hand you're saying all these spiritual people, and on the other hand you're saying all these druggies.
The same thing. The same thing. It's, you know, it unlocks something.
Okay.
Or so they think.
I hope they address this on Involution.
So, like, one thing, like, Ram Dass, he goes to India, and, like I was saying before, he has LSD with him. He takes LSD to India.
He says, take a drop.
Yeah, he finds this old Indian man. He's looking for a mentor. He finds this old Indian man.
You just pick one off the street.
Yeah, who's just in his
blanket. Which one has the nicest blanket?
Chilling in a temple or something. It was in a temple. And this guy, he wants to see what happens when you give LSD to an enlightened man. And so he has like a dropper, and it's supposed to be like one drop is like a dose. And so Maharaji Baba, he takes this dropper from him, and he takes a bunch of it.
It's all the drops.
He does. I don't know if it was all of it. And then he acts like he's freaking out in his blanket. He starts acting like he's tripping, and like it's
like
he's
immediately?
All fucked up. Yeah. And Ram Dass talks about this in his book, Grist for the Mill, I think. And that he's like, oh shit, I just killed this old man. I just went to India, and this old man stole my LSD from me, all of it, and he's gonna go crazy now. And then he was unaffected by it. And then this guy's talking to Ram Dass.
So he was pretending to trip?
Yeah, he was fucking with him.
It's like, okay.
Enlightened people like fucking with people. I mean, that's a really popular concept. It's really popular.
Or phenomenon, rather.
Yeah. So this Maharaji Baba guy, he's like telling him, it's just weird. I don't know, I feel like Ram Dass and Timothy Leary, even though they go to like DMT world and stuff, these are like smart guys.
I don't know who those guys are.
Timothy Leary, if you look at him, he talks about DMT elves, about going into the DMT elf
world. No, he's just a fucking degenerate drug user.
And everything's cubes. And he talks a lot like this. And when you're in there, and the elves are just, they're kind of silly creatures, you know, just, you can look this stuff up on YouTube.
Timothy Leary.
Yeah, the DMT elves, and it's like, they're not evil, they want to help you. It's not like Jordan Peterson, but, yeah, he goes on these rants about this. But these guys were really important for, you know, taking psychedelics and bringing it into the new, you know, popularizing it as a way of enlightenment.
I just looked up his name, and that's not his name.
It's probably a given title.
Yeah, so Maharaji is a Hindu prince ranking above a Raja, and Baba means grandfather.
Okay, that makes sense.
So he is the grandfather prince.
Like Baba Ram Dass. Ram Dass means something.
Well, let's see what Ram Dass means. You know what's really interesting about these people is that their language, and all of their beliefs come from our people. And our people are totally detached from it. Like, we forget that, like, Sanskrit, I mean, they don't speak Sanskrit anymore, but anyway, it's, I mean, it's the ancient language of India. It's an Aryan language. And it's so interesting. I don't know. It's interesting to me how we are so far removed from the truth. The West, that is, Western people, are so far removed from the truth and the things that, you know, we discovered about the nature of life in the universe are being preserved by these old brown people wrapped up in blankets.
Yeah, that guy doesn't even trip on
Chinamen in the mountains. And we just and we're just like, duh, we don't know anything. We just know about jacking off and I mean, that's video gaming, you know?
Watching Japanese cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our inheritance, okay? That should be you and me in the blanket, all right?
What's crazy, though, is just imagine... All these people, I started learning about these people separately. You know, part of it was from Duncan Trussell, because he was like a... His guru was Baba Ram Dass. And,
he's a good bassist.
Yeah, he's funny. But just that you had all these college professors going to India... In the 1970s, 80s, and they're all just tripping out together.
Okay, so...
And this guy that they're talking to, they think he can read their minds, because he's talking to them, and they'll ask him... He'll answer their questions without them asking, if that makes sense. They talk about this in the... in Ram Dass's book. It's crazy.
Is Alan Watts a professor?
I don't know.
I don't know anything about him.
I think Alan Watts is just a scholar.
I know him as an orator. He talks about spiritualism.
I don't know. But he was a writer. That's what he says, he was a writer. But yeah, all these dudes, it was just crazy to me that I found out separately, all these dudes, it's kind of like when you find Joe Rogan and Bobby Lee, and you're like, oh shit, these guys are all friends. Look at all these guys hang out, except instead, it's all the spiritual people from the 70s.
You know, Madam...
New spiritual.
Helena Blavatsky, who invented theosophy, which is her, like, union of theology and philosophy, she did the same thing, and she went to India, and she... What is the word? She discovered that these old Indian men who she regarded as... Oh, my God. Let's see if I can find it. See.
My question is, why do these...
Yeah, you keep talking.
Either these guys, either these very, very intelligent individuals tripped out and did too many drugs and they thought this guy had ESP. And they're like, this is our cult leader. Or, this guy knew some shit and he's actually enlightened. Which is fucking crazy.
I don't know a lot about drugs, but I imagine that probably, it stimulates your pineal gland, huh?
Yeah.
And so that's what enlightenment is.
One moment.
So, I mean, enlightenment ultimately is organically stimulating the pineal gland to release DMT, and that coincides with this the heightening of senses, of the raising of the intuition. So, samadhi, which is what, you know, that plane is called whenever you reach perfect enlightenment, which takes, you know, time to you know, get there through meditation and, you know, different practices. So, I guess just taking DMT is just like, now you're there.
Well,
and now we're on, and now, you know, where's my blanket, you know?
Yeah, but if you take too much DMT, you see elves.
But what if...
He talks about this for 30 minutes at a time, Jared. This wacky little world that he goes into with these crazy little creatures, and they're all silly. That's what he's...
Jared, think about what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
What if there are elves?
Yeah, in a different dimension.
And you can only see them on with DMT, with the aid of DMT.
Yeah.
What if, poor you and me, we don't know it, but there are elves?
Yeah. Potentially, yeah. In another, when you break down a layer of your of something, you take away that metaphysical layer, and then all of a sudden you're in elf world. Yeah.
Leary, well, I mean, what if we are just an elf world, period, and we don't know it?
You really need to listen to Timothy Leary talk about DMT elves, because it's the funniest shit.
Well.
And he's giving lectures to people, to hundreds of people, and he's just like, yeah, and then there's these blocky houses, and you go inside, and they got this silly guy. And just everyone, and they're all, what he said that they're mischievous, but they're not evil, they're not bad, but they're very mischievous. They're causing mischief.
I believe it. I'm inclined to believe it.
So it's like, if you have enough DMT, I guess you're happy, and then otherwise, you have this mischievous... These mischievous elves, and they just play games with you. It doesn't sound very spiritually enlightening.
I'm really distracted, but I want to find out. Ooh, okay, here they are. The theosophists in India. You need to learn about Madame Blavatsky. And I've got this book of hers, and it's like it's a tome, really. It's very unpleasant to read.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, it's because you think reading is unpleasant.
Yeah, I listen to things. That's why I have two ears. I guess I have two eyes, too. But...
Yeah, maybe this is the wrong time for me to do this.
Well, yeah, probably. Jamie, pull that up. Hey, Jamie. Jamie, pull up a... Yeah. Well, I think I've heard her name referring to her talking about, like, metaphysics and shit. Well, and what's funny is how it all connects. All these spiritual people and the scientific people, like you were saying earlier about the double slit experiment.
Yeah.
Right? Where they're looking at, what is it, electrons?
Or photons, I believe.
Yeah, they're looking at them, and they move one way, and then whenever they put a double slit, whenever they put two things where they could see, right, two panels instead of one...
You would expect them to fall into two lines.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Well, it does if you are observing it. If you're not observing it, then they scatter. But if you are observing it, your expectation seems... to cause it to fall into this pattern. And whenever it wasn't observed, then there was no pattern. So, I don't know. Make of that what you will. I've heard people make arguments for how that's a bunch of gobbledygook.
Yeah, that it might be like the machine or something. I don't know why.
I don't know. Normally,
you tell me why Richard Feynman would disagree with those people, and if Richard Feynman got in a fucking debate with those people who think that's wrong, who would look like an idiot?
I don't know. Normally, my way of determining whether something is valid is to ask whether they're Jewish, and if they are, I just don't pay any attention.
Richard Feynman's Jewish. Yeah,
I don't know who that is.
Richard Feynman was like one of the pioneer. Scientist. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he did. But he did a lot.
A scientist of what? What did he study?
He was one of the most popular scientists ever.
Like, of what? Like what field? Like, he was of science?
Like, I want to say it wasn't astrophysics. Quantum mechanics and shit like that. Quantum physics.
Okay.
That's the sort of thing.
Jamie, pull that up. Richard Feynman.
And he taught this. He was like a Neil deGrasse Tyson or a Carl Sagan of... earlier times, you know? Like, I want to say...
He was a theoretical physicist.
So he wasn't a real physicist, only in theory.
In theory, this man was a physicist.
Yeah, but he was really smart. Yeah, he was a theoretical physicist. There you go. No, but so that guy was like a fucking genius. That's why I'm saying. And this was back, way back when they first did this. And he's like, this is the craziest shit I've ever seen. This is unreal. This means something different. I don't know. So I take his opinion as a very smart guy. I can't understand a lot of what he says.
Can you spell Feynman?
Feynman.
Almost. I mean, I'm impressed you got the first three letters. The first one especially. It's F-E-Y-N.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have spelled it differently.
Should have asked the DMT elves. They would have known.
No, so I saw something interesting earlier. I need to look into it more. But I saw pictures of multiple planets in our solar system. This is a total aside. It has nothing to do with the shit we were talking about.
Yeah.
They all appear to have holes at the poles. Like big holes at the poles. And yeah. In some pictures, like in this picture I saw of Jupiter, it was blotted out. It was blotted out where you couldn't see it.
Maybe there's nothing in there. Maybe it's just gases. A lot of things.
And all of them, multiple planets, including Earth, depictions of there being holes, like vortexes, at the poles.
Well, I guess they're trying to, like, display that there's, like, a...
There's no trying to display. This is a photograph.
There's a rotation. I don't know.
Well, yeah, exactly. The idea is, and I mean, that this is an entrance to the inner planet. Now, I don't know what you know about the poles of our planet, but you can't fucking go anywhere near them. You can't. And it's military zones. You can't go to Antarctica. And fucking every fucking country on Earth has a flag planted there. And we're all working together to make sure you don't go there. You don't see what the fuck's going on.
Well, I mean, you could take a... I was looking this up the other day, actually. You could take a cruise to Antarctica for like $8,000.
To wherever they're willing to bring you.
Yeah. I mean, they probably have some, like, weird shit there, but...
They're not going to take you to the military no-go zone. What do you know about military no-go zones?
Well, they just say that it's a really dangerous place, and I believe them.
What's so fucking dangerous about it when it's just nothing but fucking ice and snow?
You ever seen the Titanic? I don't know, that's pretty... They could hit a thing and capsize.
So?
That sucks.
Yeah, well, Katrina killed more people. But they let us live here.
I think, I would argue that Katrina is part of the same thing, because it's water. It's water killing people. And so
that's what's wrong with the planet.
It's called dihydrogen monoxide. And
that sounds fucking dangerous.
It's affecting everyone you know. Everyone you know has dihydrogen monoxide in their body.
This kills people?
And if they have too much of it, their cells... will just explode. I'm pretty sure their cells, it has too much water.
Are you telling me dihydrogen monoxide is killing people and they don't even know it?
Sometimes.
And sometimes they do.
Well, sometimes it's good for you. But other times, too much of it is deadly. Yeah.
People need to know about this. Yeah. People are worried about all kinds of other crazy shit. Like, you know, whether it's alright for Frenchmen to fuck their dogs. But they don't know about dihydrogen monoxide.
Dihydrogen monoxide is probably the world's leading killer if you really take into tsunamis, drownings.
It's wiped out whole civilizations, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
There's biblical stories about it killing millions of people.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Oh, man, speaking of that, have I told you about Lake Titicaca?
What about it?
The seahorses?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Say it again.
Well, Lake Titicaca is 10,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
And it has green seahorses in it. That's all.
And it shouldn't.
Well, who's to say it shouldn't?
That's just my...
Obviously it should, because it does.
Well, that's my opinion.
The sea level must have been... There, like, one day, I mean, fucking, the seahorses come from what we call the sea. You know? I don't know if you ever knew that.
Yeah, they're not in lakes, usually.
They're not lake horses.
Well, now they are.
Now they are.
They weren't lake horses, but now
they are. Lake horses are exclusively green.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Do people eat those?
I'm going to find out one day, and I'm going to make sure that they do. Think about this, though. In theory, you can just go to Lake Titicaca, and you can catch these and put them in your freshwater aquarium.
They might be endangered.
Well, duh. Think about they're the only freshwater seahorses on Earth.
Yeah.
But you could. I don't think I've shown these to you. You can. I'd imagine. I mean, I don't know what the water parameters are like in Lake Titicaca, and I'm sure you know you'd have to match those parameters. But let's see, how do you spell Titicaca? I'm gonna look up green.
I'm not sure.
Seahorse. But no, I don't know. It's in Peru, huh?
So Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby's the guy who killed Oswald. And Oswald's the guy who killed JFK, right? So, this Jack Ruby guy is associated with the Mafia. The Mafia, the CIA tried to conscript them to assassinate Fidel Castro. Just a little bit before the JFK stuff.
Hold on, you're going a fucking million miles an hour. What?
So, the Mafia probably had something to do with the killing of JFK.
Makes sense.
And there's more. There's all these loose ends.
Look at that.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Oh, it's in Bolivia.
And then around the same... Bolivia sounds like an interesting place to go.
It's full of white people.
Oh, never mind. They...
Wouldn't it be weird if somebody, like, fucked a seahorse?
Well, like, G.G. Allen... He would have done it.
G.G. Allen would have fucking put it in his ass.
G.G. Allen was not I don't know if he was a good man. But...
You don't know?
I don't think so.
Jack Ruby.
But I don't truly know him. Yeah, just this Jack... So this guy...
Hey, talk on your own for a second. I'll be right back.
So this guy is associated with the Mafia. He says out of grief... He says this later on, out of grief, that's why he killed the guy who killed JFK. And it turns out he's got all these connections and shit, and he almost, it's like, how did he get into the area where they were walking Oswald through? Like, apparently he was friendly with some of the officers there, and they let him through. And so it's almost like he shouldn't have been there. But what's really interesting is... He changed his tune. At first, Jack Ruby was like, oh, no, I was grieving. That's why I did it. And then for a little bit, he's like, there are people and places, and this will never get out.
He said he killed the guy because he was grieving?
Yeah, yeah.
That's really funny.
After an MK Ultra doctor visited him, that was his psychiatrist, Jack Rubenstein. Jack Ruby.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Whenever he was in jail... His psychiatrist was a guy who this is what he did. He made people go insane. This is part of his job, to figure out how to make people go insane without them knowing it.
That was what MKUltra was all about. That's what the fucking, our government's been doing to people for a fucking 100 years. Dosing people with LSD unbeknownst to them. Yeah. People would jump out of fucking windows and shit. That happened to Admiral Byrd.
That guy, yeah, who's associated with some government shit. What is that? Admiral, that sounds familiar.
Admiral Byrd was a very well-loved and decorated U.S. admiral who, after World War II, in the 50s, he led an expedition known as Operation High Jump to Antarctica. Right? Okay. On a so-called scientific expedition... That for some reason warranted aircraft carriers and all sorts of military personnel. Mm-hmm. And there was a decisive victory against him and his men by someone. But fucking shit was destroyed and people died and he got the fuck out of there. And Admiral Byrd talked a lot about it. But he was shut up. I mean, he talked about it in his journal. His journal was released posthumously by his son. And, but no, anyway, he just wound up, being fucking, what's the word? He wound up being committed, like, to an insane asylum and ultimately jumping out of a window to his death after Operation High Jump, and he started saying in public shit like, the next world war is going to be fought against an enemy that can travel instantaneously between the poles.
That's pretty, yeah.
No, this, this happened. Yeah. This was a fucking real guy. This is a real thing that happened where before World War II, the Nazis established what they called New Schwabenland in Antarctica. And that's where he went, and that's where they lost, and he retreated, and he started talking about what you could only, it sounds like he's referring to UFOs, or what the United States military called Foo Fighters. That Nazis invented UFOs. Whenever, fun fact about that, if you find stories of people from early last century talking about alien experiences, they describe Nordic looking people with blonde hair and blue eyes. Just, I don't know, fun fact. A lot of fun stuff there. But, yeah, Admiral Byrd started saying some real shit, and then he went crazy.
I bet that was around JFK times.
Listen,
because that was when they were doing that.
This was
stuff.
The 50s. But, yeah, for sure. No. But so we were talking about psychology earlier, and the malicious intent of psychology and its genesis, and it was used to essentially to call people crazy and get them put away.
JFK was assassinated in 1963.
Okay.
Just saying. Yeah. But yeah, that is fucking nuts. If we, like, want to trust their government, and they were out just, like, dosing people, like chads at a fucking bar, just, like, just, like, trying to rape you. I mean, fucking, it's crazy. They were doing this, and the, I don't know, the connections between the mafia, this fucking, this criminal organization, and the JFK thing, it's just really trippy shit. I can understand why people get, like, really into this rabbit hole. Because there's all sorts of people saying shit, and there's all sorts of other people. You know, they had this news lady who supposedly photographed Jack Ruby and Oswald. You know, Jack Ruby being the
call
guy.
Call him by his name.
Who Rubenstein. Rubenstein and Oswald, that they were, that she had pictures of them hanging out. You know, there's all sorts of things they've said like this. That lady ended up turning up dead. She's a news lady.
Funny how people just turn up dead.
They had, I mean, so many inconsistencies.
Just makes me think of Trevor Moore, man.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Trevor Moore started getting real, man.
He was really into this stuff.
Yeah. He started saying some real shit, and then he whoopsie daisied. Now he's pushing up whoopsie daisies.
Yeah. Rest in power. It's really fucking wild stuff, and I know I'm kind of talking in circles here, but it's so much to take in. Like, have you ever talked to somebody and they try and tell you about the JFK assassination? You're like,
yeah.
You're like, this is really interesting. Shut the fuck up.
Actually, yeah.
It's so much.
This guy that I work with, for some reason, brought it up the other day, and I feel like, I don't know, I said a little bit ago, I remember you telling me that, but you haven't told me that before, have you?
What?
About Rubenstein.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I'm pretty sure he also mentioned Rubenstein to me.
He's a pretty important part of it.
And he mentioned to me that he was Jewish, which I thought was interesting because this is the guy who, whenever I, questioned official Holocaust statistics, he like, are you serious? Haven't you seen Schindler's List? And like, whenever I was talking about the Catholicism, he's like, oh my God, are you serious? Haven't you seen Mel Gibson's The Passion?
Well, and then to that I said, well, have you? And you said...
Yeah, it's one of the most important movies ever made. Yeah. That's how the conversation went. Yeah. But no, it was just funny that he came out of left field with, like, Jack Ruby. You know he was Jewish.
Yeah.
It's like, where are you even coming from, dude? I don't know where the fuck you stand on anything.
That's really fun. I like that. I like that.
He's a fucking, he's a liar and a thief. He tries to...
God bless him. Jesus liked those kind of people.
He spent
time around those people.
He's probably Jewish himself.
And I know that Jesus has spent time around drug addicts and prostitutes and things like that. Because
he spoke Hebrew.
Because Jesus is with me.
Because he spoke Hebrew. That's how I know he spent time around those people.
Yeah. Jesus is with me. I'm Jesus. So speaking of Jesus, again, let's talk about G.G. Allen.
Jesus Christ Allen?
This guy. And he was kind of... I don't know about G.G. Allen. He's kind of crazy. You know, G.G. Allen was kind of a crazy guy. I think
some circles might regard him as somewhat problematic.
If you guys don't know who G.G. Allen is, he was this like punk rock star in the 70s who would go up on stage and he would fight his fans. He would break ladies' noses. He would piss in the audience.
He would eat the poo-poo.
He would eat his feces and throw it on people.
He would rub on the poo-poo on
and himself. He'd cut himself on stage, and he'd, like you were saying earlier, he'd be like...
Let's talk like this, man.
He'd keep saying, G.G. Allen. G.G. Allen, he keeps saying to the people.
What he'd say to the people?
He say, this Halloween, I'm going to kill myself on stage.
I kill myself.
And then every time he in the prison.
Every time.
Because he battled the people.
He always go to jail.
And so
he... Why he do this?
He never kill himself.
Why he do this?
Why you do this? Why you do this, why G-G? You do this? Jesus. Jesus Christ, why you do this? That was his name given at birth. Jesus Christ, Allen.
Why you do this, G.G.? Why you do this?
Yes, it's just because they have documentaries.
You're supposed to kill yourself.
Yeah.
But you go to jail. Why you do this?
Yeah. And he ended up like ODing on fucking heroin. I don't know. This is just crazy. Just like if you ever want to see like a punk rock, the most punk rock person you can imagine, for better or worse, probably check out G.G. Allen.
You know what's really interesting? I don't know. I don't want.
Probably mostly for worse.
I don't want them to monopolize everything I fucking talk about, but it's unavoidable almost. So they, as I referred, you know, to earlier, invented punk rock. But one of the most egregious, most, as you put it, most punk rock guys, like, ever, isn't one of them, but their greatest victim.
So you're saying...
And his name is Jesus Christ!
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. Yeah, G.G. Allen, he'd say stuff... I don't know how much of his stuff was performance. I guess he became part of the performance act.
I don't...
He'd
I think his life was a performance.
They'd be like, who are you? So what are you about, G.G.? You know, what are you... So you're coming play... You're playing in town this week, and he'd be like, yeah... Yeah, we're gonna rock the house and
yeah,
fuck
brother.
You and fuck that guy.
Yeah, we're gonna fucking burn the house down, brother.
G.G. Allen, he'd be like, I am Jesus Christ and I have spoken to the devil. I have talked to him and I know evil. He would say things like that.
In that accent.
I wish. But he would say things like that, yeah. And
you know what's unfortunate about him is like he was a good looking guy.
You imagine going to a
he kind of looked like you,
maybe a little bit.
You know what I always think is I think he looks kind of like you and Blaine.
Maybe, I guess a little
he could have been a normal guy.
He just looked like some.
Think about that.
The difference between G.G. Allen and I is I'm black.
We're both black, but we don't really fit. You know, it doesn't matter whenever we compare ourselves to other white people.
We have distinct facial features, me and G.G. Allen.
Well, look, and I mean, white people are doing their own thing, and we're doing ours. But I mean, we're still human. There's only one race, the human race.
Imagine G.G. Allen. You go to this concert. You're like, hey guys, I'm gonna go to this concert. You're like, what's this guy about? And he's like, well, he said he jumps into the audience and he fights people, and he said he's going to kill himself and kill all of us. And that's the concert you're going to. Isn't that fucking...
I would say it differently. I would say he's going to fight you, and he's gonna shit and piss on you.
No, but he said that. He said that whenever he was going to kill himself, he was going to kill other people.
Yeah.
He might have been a dangerous man. He sounded like one. I don't know. But then it's like, is this just this character? I don't know.
No.
Do people playing characters rub shit all over themselves and run through the streets... And then go OD on heroin while they're still covered in shit? I don't know.
Tonight I'm going to kill myself after I eat the poo-poo. And you are going to eat the poo-poo also. We will eat the poo-poo and die together.
Man, what a wild guy.
G.G. Allen belongs dead. Thank God that he didn't live a day past whatever he died at.
Yeah, he might have done some bad stuff. I don't know.
I don't know. He was a real jerk.
Yeah.
He was a real jerk, yeah.
I think that's a really good point, and people don't talk about that enough, is that G.G. Allen was a jerk. And maybe he was a nice guy sometimes, but if you're a jerk most of the time, it's still not cool.
He loved his mom. He loved his mom. He used to go to his grandma's house on Saturdays and Thursdays, and she would make muffins, and they'd eat muffins together and watch the Wheel of Fortune, and he gave her sweet kisses. She said he was a good boy.
She did. That's absolutely true. I don't know if them getting together, I think you make a joke about that. But, I guess he did.
He would wear her frilly apron and cook, and he wore nothing else.
That's true. Gigi Allen did like to cross-dress. I forgot about that.
Apron.
He thought that was cool.
It was an apron,
it was
you know?
Fun, punk. Yeah.
I wish I had a tissue.
So can you imagine this? If somebody told you, we're really jumping around here, but if somebody told you, they're like, okay, so...
Jump around.
So this guy, you know, people talk about the importance of the presidency, right? Which, whether it's a placeholder or not, whatever. But, you know, that it's important to people. And this fucking guy got capped. And a criminal organization connected to our government, they probably had a hand in it. That's crazy.
Our government is the criminal organization, and that's what people fail to realize.
Yeah, and
they're like,
a lot
really,
of ways.
Really fucking think about it. Now you can really see, as this is happening in real time, in your lifetime, that after like they did the thing with Trump, the FBI raided Trump, like a week later, like 40 people who were involved in his administration, all his top advisors and shit, they all got raided too. This is all criminal. This is nonsense. This is the persecution of your political opponents. This is straight up banana republic shit.
When I was reading about the mafia, they had the Bonanno crime family, and they had some sort of like, which is partially associated with some of those people, allegedly, maybe, with the JFK thing.
Mm-hmm.
These dudes. But they called them they had something they called the Banana War. It's the Bonanno family, so they called them the Banana War. I don't know, that's just really stupid.
Why do you think they killed JFK?
His brother Robert was like in a high up position as well. I don't know if he's Secretary of State or whatever, but he was like, okay, we gotta crack down on the mafia. And then meanwhile, JFK had all these connections to the mafia. They probably, the labor unions and shit helped get him elected. That's what a lot of people think. There's a lot of big connections there. And so imagine they get this guy elected, and then his brother's like, well, we gotta crack down. We gotta do something about these guys.
So, what year was he assassinated?
1963. I only know that because we just looked it up. I did. Thanks for looking that up, Jamie. So that shit happened. Oh, dude, and then Robert fucking F. Kennedy, whenever he was assassinated?
Yeah.
I hope that's the right name. Whenever that guy was assassinated after his brother, there's a lot of inconsistencies with that. They had this 20-something-year-old dude, and he capped him from the front, and they were like, why'd you do it? And he's like, I don't know. I don't even remember doing it. And then this guy, he shot him from the front, but then they think that there's evidence of a second gunman because he also got shot in the back, and it was different bullets. And so Robert F. Kennedy's son has been looking into this recently.
Recently?
Recently, yeah. Okay, the last couple years. What the fuck? There was a second gunman.
Well, my take is that it was an inside job, for sure. I think by the Fed. I think that, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a conspiracy... I think they realized that he posed a threat because he wanted to have his way with it and make it a fair system and kind of take it back from the bankers who, you know, duped us and fucking took all the value out of our currency. And I think that's why they killed the guy.
Well, he also, JFK went up and said things like, there are people in charge of this world, and just a few people can control the economy. And he said shit like that.
He's or
like,
he was an anti-Semite.
Maybe, I don't know. But he said stuff like that. And then who got Kennedy's position?
He was a real nigga.
I'm pretty sure
it would be Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson walking around showing his cock to people.
That's I'm gonna have these niggers voting Democrat for the next 400 years.
That's Lyndon B. Johnson, yeah.
You know, do you know who ran against him?
Can you imagine Lyndon B. Johnson? He's like, I'm president now. He shows cock off to people. Check me out, guys.
Did he do that?
Yeah, Lyndon B. Johnson supposedly he had a big one. He had a big cock. And he'd show it off to people all the time. This public information.
He was an exhibitionist.
He was a lot like Louis C.K., except he didn't ask people.
And it wasn't funny.
So Lyndon B. Johnson,
maybe it was funnier.
Lyndon B. Johnson was way worse than Louis C.K. ever was.
Well, just a random thing. Do you know about the guy who ran against him and lost?
No.
Okay, I forgot his name. He was a Jewish cowboy, though.
I don't quite recall.
Fuck! I used to love this guy. How can I forget? How can I forget? Mr. Conservative, they called him. LBJ. I need to know. I want to talk about it. I want to tell you about this guy. I used to love him. I was reading his book, and I can't believe that. Like, I don't remember.
And do you know who was head of, like, the CIA at the time? George Bush Sr.
Is that true?
Yeah. Very, very interesting. Whitest Kid You Know actually has a really good sketch about this, I think. Or maybe that was the thing with Reagan. I'm not sure. Yeah, man, but the government's out there killing people. They do that. This, people trust... How do you trust these guys? Well, they're just out killing people. Is that a reasonable?
Well, you have to trust them. You have to trust them. Sure, you have to trust them, man. And if you don't, damn it, you know they're liable to kill you.
That's a good point.
All right, who ran against LBJ? Damn it, Barry Goldwater. That's where I get the name Goldwater. Barry Goldwater, he was a pretty radical guy. So the big thing was, you know, the fucking CPUSA with their puppet MLK and shit. They had this whole fucking, you know, what's it called? Civil rights movement going. And, Barry Goldwater took a radical stance. All right. His radical stance was, I don't think we can make private businesses serve everybody on account of their private businesses, they should reserve the right to deny business to whomever they want. And so he lost.
So Lyndon B. Johnson could walk around with his big fat cock.
What a sensible position. It wasn't even a racial position. It was a matter of, you know, we're supposed to respect our, you know, the privacy of these businesses. And
people can refuse the right service. Well, like,
he was this Jewish guy who he liked to wear a big cowboy hat. And he had a ranch out in Texas. And he was just this Jewish cowboy. And he's the only one I've ever heard of.
Bushes.
Are they Jewish?
I don't know.
I don't think they're Jewish. I think they're Shabbos goys for sure. I don't know about they're Jewish.
Yeah, but there's a lot of crazy connections there. You could sit there and talk to somebody about this JFK thing for fucking hours. That's crazy. And there's so many things, and it's like, you'll never know. Because, like, Lyndon B. Johnson had this lady who, she said she was his mistress for 20 years, okay? And that she conceived a child with him.
How do you know so much about LBJ?
And everything? I don't know. Just look.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got interested. So, this lady, she was like, the supposed mistress who supposedly had a child with him, but then they never did, like, the paternity stuff. And the kid's dead now, too. He lived his life, you know, this long time ago. And she said all sorts of shit that she knew, which if it was true, it would totally implicate LBJ and these other people and that stuff. And all these people... I mean, I was thinking, if they could get DNA from a relative of Lyndon B. Johnson and a relative of this lady, then they can prove... Or from... Yeah.
What would they prove?
They could prove a connection.
What good is the connection?
If they could prove that this lady was the child, or that this guy was the child of Lyndon B. Johnson's mistress, and that this lady was saying all sorts of shit about the JFK assassination.
Yeah, but that
Ruby and Oswald knowing each other and shit like that.
That connection would not prove any of these allegations.
No, it wouldn't, but it'd sure make a strong... They were just ignoring her. And he was like, yeah, I never fucked that bitch in my life. I don't know that bitch.
Not with this big fat cock.
Yeah. Lyndon B. Johnson.
Sorry, lady, you're thinking of someone else's big, fat, juicy cock.
He would, if I'm not mistaken, he would, I don't know, they'd have, like, people come there from other countries, like ambassadors and shit, and somehow he'd show off his cock to them, too. Because he's, like as a masculinity thing.
They, like, literally have, they just measure in cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, cog measuring competition.
So people get pissed off these presidents.
Do world leaders really come together and say, well, now let's see who has the biggest cock?
Yeah. I mean, Trump...
Maybe he might have started that. You don't even want to see my cock, okay? I would embarrass you, all right?
They're a lot more professional now.
My hands only look so small because my cock is so large, okay?
That's pretty funny. Yeah. It's crazy. That was happening in the White House. All right, people think, is this a professional thing, or is this a big political game? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, you need to remember this about democracy. All right, it's a fucking sham. Always has been. All right? Think about how fucking flawed this concept is. All right, so we are going to give everyone an opportunity to represent us. And that means you can play fucking games with the population and trick us into giving you power, which is what has happened. It is an open door for our enemies to just waltz in and dupe us. And just trick us into handing over the key to all of our lives and to everything in our country. It is such a stupid idea. It's a stupid idea. Imagine if somebody who was genuinely interested in the well-being of the population and of the economy just handled business in the best interest of everybody, regardless of what the population thought. It was just like children, just like a mother and father take care of their family, and a man makes decisions for the family. And children can get pissed off and disagree with decisions that the father makes because it's not pleasant to them, because they're not getting their way, because they don't understand. I think that fucking running a country shouldn't be very different, to be honest. I think there are people who are going to know what's best for the country, and not all the population will understand, and they'll think that their rights are being infringed upon, but shit just needs to be handled. And if we allow people to just keep doing this, nothing's going to be resolved. And then you get what we've got now, which is a thoroughly subverted institutions, a subverted government. We are being... governed by our enemies, and they've almost got such a perfect control over us that it's tough to fucking, we have to wrestle it back. It's so fucking hard to do. They've come a long way through this shitty system that we were stupid enough to trust. That's my take.
And that's why the president's we don't need a president. Chinese.
We don't need a president. We need a daddy.
And see, the thing is,
I'll be your daddy, okay? I'm the best daddy.
The Chinese economy is falling apart right now. And who owes them money?
Everyone.
Yeah, pretty much
everyone. I'm talking everyone.
I was going to make a joke about them coming here and, you know, taking Marvin, getting some of those debts. But
it's time to make them muffins.
The interesting thing about the Chinese is, well, there's a lot of interesting things. They're really cool. I think they're cool.
Oh, that's a nice smell. Are you making comeuppance?
Yeah. I'm virtue signaling.
Oh, I think they're burning. You should check the oven.
Their stock market, while our stock market is manipulated by people with big money, you know, because it's a little bit less regulated, stock market is controlled by the government. They're stocks, so they could just be like, no, we don't like this company, and we're delisting you. You don't exist anymore. Because you don't...
I like that.
The guy from Alibaba, the Jeff Bezos of China, that's what they're calling him. you know, because he made Alibaba.
I know, but do they really call him that?
Probably. I'm calling him that right now.
That makes sense to me.
I hope people call me that one day. I think that's really cool. I like people with that title. This guy made a multi-billion dollar...
What's his name?
Don't know his name.
Okay.
It's really short. I know that. It's not many syllables. But this guy, he disagreed with something the government said. He's a fucking billionaire. And then he just disappeared for a couple months. He's just like, he's gone. And
did they find him?
Well, he came back, and he was like, yeah, I take that back. that's how things happen in China.
I wonder how his generals are feeling.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, man, if our government's fucked up, how fucked up are other governments who are more totalitarian? They've really hammer.
Totalitarianism, I don't think, is necessarily a bad thing. It just depends on what you're using the power for. I think our government is probably the worst, maybe next to Israel.
I don't think so.
I think our government is occupied by Israel. It's definitely occupied by Zionists. And Israel is the promised land of organized crime. And all of the organized crime on an international level, I feel like a compelling case can be made that it's based out of Israel.
But see, the thing is that Christian people... are actually, you're not the chosen ones, okay? Jewish people are the chosen. This is fact. This is biblical fact, right?
I don't agree with
if
that.
If you talk to these, I mean, if you talk to a lot of people.
Well, I think that...
they say these are the chosen people.
Well, I think
we are not the chosen people.
I think we are the lost tribes of Israel. I think the European people are the lost tribes of Israel. The tribes dispersed, and some of them didn't come back. They didn't come back. Where did they go? Fucking right there. If you look at the way that, listen to how the Old Testament describes the people of Israel. It doesn't describe Jews at all. I mean, the way that they're described, it just doesn't fit the Jewish character, the Jewish spirit. It describes our people well. We are the lost tribes of Israel.
Black people. We're black people. That's who we are.
Yeah, we're black Israelites.
We're black Israelites. That's who we are. Yeah. Just to make that clear.
That's a given.
To make that clear.
Yeah. Well, I've been told that I kind of sound like a white guy.
But we're non-violent black Israelites.
I'm violent.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. Yeah.
Only when you piss me off, though.
Yeah.
You're...
I'm running out of topics here.
All right, can I be myself?
No.
Because I'm...
Don't go too deep as yourself. And of course, we can cut any of this out. But don't get too based, because I don't...
No, it's exhausting trying to sound like a white man the whole time just so that I know that they're going to listen to it. You heard me?
Well, yeah, and I understand that, but we want to...
Like, I know I just want to be myself, and I just don't want to be, you know, judged and, prejudiced on the way that I be talking.
Well, I'm going to keep my Caucasoid mask on for a little bit, and...
Well, I wish you'd take it off. I mean, keep speaking that way, but take that mask off, nigga, you're scaring me.
Can't do it.
All right, whatever.
Can't do it. And see, that's the important thing about pretending to be somebody else. It's really important, because if you act If
Bunburying?
Because you can subvert people. You know about subversion?
Yeah.
Dude, the government loves this.
You're talking about aggressive mimicry, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Virtue signaling?
No, aggressive mimicry is whenever you augment your physiognomy in order to blend in with a population so that you may subvert it.
And that's basically what I'm doing with white people right now.
Yeah?
As a black Israelite. Yeah, and they don't even know it. These dumb honkies have no idea.
Them dumb honkies.
Yeah, they have no idea. They don't know that we're the lost tribes. They don't understand much of anything, really.
Okay, so you gotta understand this. It's the lost tribes of Israel, you heard me. We the lost tribes of Israel.
They don't know
that. Because we is real, nigga. We the lost tribes of Israel, right? History is his story. And his story say that we is real.
And see, the thing is, a lot of these people, they don't... A lot of these historians get a lot of things inaccurate. They don't realize that George Washington was a black man. That Abraham Lincoln,
Lincoln, definitely a black man.
Yeah. Lyndon B. Johnson, black man.
Who why you think the nigga cock big and fat, you heard me?
Yeah.
He slang around big BBC, you heard me, all up in a hater face.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what Lyndon B. Johnson was all about. And you have this guy.
You know, why? Imagine a white guy say, "Let me show you my BBC." You heard me.
Imagine you have this guy. You have this womanizer guy.
And he pulls a big black cock out of his pocket and drops it on the table.
You have this womanizer guy as the president. He's just out fucking all these ladies, and then he gets killed, and his vice president takes over, and he's showing his cock off. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. Like, if Donald Trump, he'd be in the bathroom. Lyndon B. Johnson would be in the bathroom. He's pissing in the urinal, and he needs a call. And he'd just be like, come in and hand me the phone, because he wants his assistant to see his big fat guy. It's like totally nuts. It's really crazy.
That's the champion.
People get pissed off at Donald Trump, and it's like...
That's the hero who gave us the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
It's nuts, yeah. It's really crazy.
Look, literally, in 1 minute, he's flashing his cock, and the next minute, he's signing the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah. It's real. That's real stuff. Wow. And I like that his name is Johnson. I think it's really funny that his name is Lyndon B. Johnson, and he's just this big part of his personality is his Johnson and showing it off to people and how manly he is and how. Could you imagine if Donald Trump whipped out his cock to an ambassador of another country?
That's pretty base.
Or Joe Biden. That's
some pretty Chad shit.
That's really primal. It's very primal.
I don't know. It could just be a really sophisticated mind game.
I think in the future, the presidents could be a lot like Gigi Allen. And that's what... I don't know if I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, if the Democrats keep winning...
That guy... I think that guy who's into pet play in the energy sector, that guy's going to be the president. That's the guy. The guy who... This is on Biden's, like... Right? This part of his, like, circle. Like his... what do you call that?
You know, his administration.
Yeah, it's part of his administration. A big part of it. This guy heading an energy sector. Or the energy sector. And he's got, like, his boyfriend with a little, like, leather mask with a snout on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, so there's a man in his administration that is publicly a dog fetishist?
Yeah.
Like a puppy play fetishist?
He's, like, into pet play. Just like Gigi Allen, allegedly.
And then he's got the other one. He's got another one who's a fucking tranny.
Well,
and he just wants the most debauched, fucked up people to be running this country.
I guess he gets some votes. Or they want to ruin it. One of those.
I don't think they care about getting votes anymore. They can manufacture that stuff. Just like the media doesn't care about their fans anymore. They're just like, look, you're going to look at what I want you to look at.
You know, like, here's
and the- I don't, if you like, whether you like it or not, this is what you get to see now.
Yeah, you go and look at the news, and they're like, here's the airplane. It's spoon-feeding you shit. It's like, negativity.
Hey, we're hitting an hour. Let's end on a funny note.
Okay. So basically,
that was my funny note.
Okay.
Do you have maybe a funnier note?
Well, see, the thing is,
what is the thing?
I'm not going to allow you to subjugate me into doing this. Like, my people have been subjugated for thousands of years. So I can't allow you to dog me on that one.
Dog. Come on, dog.
I just can't. Put on your fake voice. Stop talking like that.
Sorry.
No, the other... What do you mean?
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
You're really confusing our audience. I don't know what they're going to make
this,
of that.
This fake voice?
Yeah. Okay. They hear that, and they're like, here's this guy who's pretending to sound like the only
fake voices I have are this one and this Cantonese accent. But eventually, like, that shit gets, like, annoying. You heard me.
Yeah. I think it's more appropriate, though.